The case was reopened by the Public Service Commission when the cost of the 210-mile line jumped from $165 million to $424 million. But since it is reopened, it doesn't start with square one. The PSC will only consider costs of this project versus costs of alternative proposals. They'll also consider some of the changes in the state's electrical generating capacity. With new generation planned to go online, testimony can challenge the need for this line. Unlike before, things like the environment and its route are no longer considerations in the case. Also, the companies leading the way are no longer Minnesota Power and Green Bay-based Public Service Corporation. The newly founded American Transmission Company is in charge. Finally, there is a new PSC chairperson. Attorney Bernie Bridges is Governor Jim Doyle's lone appointee. The other two, Ave B and Robert Garvin, were chosen by Governor Tommy Thompson. What remains unchanged is that the PSC is charged with making sure there is a reliable source of electricity to the citizens of Wisconsin. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.